Let's start from Rameir Imer Hayadin Mafsik Lamaisa Behemah. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines down. 10 lines down. Rameir says the Yadin is Mafsik Lamaisa Behemah. So we have Meiser. Every 10 animals have to be put together in one into one pen, and you take and you count them. The question is, we learned yesterday, what happens if you have some animals are in one location and there are more animals in a different location? Do we all put the let's make it simple? Let's say there are five and five. Can they all combine together into one shear in order to take mice? Or do we say they all potter? What?
He would obviously prefer not to.
He would prefer to be potter. He would prefer exactly first. So therefore,
you're talking about he has two branches, two forms.
Exactly.
Does it go by the person or does it go by the farm?
Exactly. It goes by the farm. So
it does go by the farm.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it goes by the farm. Provided that it goes by the farm, provided the farms are so distant that they cannot be combined. What is the shear of distance? The Mishnah we learned yesterday is 16 amos. There is a 16 gap.
16 amos?
16 mil, I'm sorry. 16 mil. Right. Enormous amount of space. 16 mil. Okay, so 16 mil is about 9
they don't
miles.
They don't even graze together.
What? No, they do not. It's a very big distance. 16 mil is 3/4 of a mile. So what is 3/4 of 16? 12. Okay, so it's 12 miles apart. That's an enormous, enormous span. If they are within 12 miles, we can combine the animal over here with the animal over there in order to reach the shear. You need at least 10 animals.
Mm-hmm. So where does that start?
Wherever the last animal is. Wherever the last animal is. That was really yesterday's daf. Let's make it, for right now, we'll say the sake of simplicity is the two extremes. The two extremes, you have an animal roaming around all the way over, down
you
over
go
there.
Go by the animal, you go by the fence.
Animal, the animal, not the fence, the animal. You go by the animal, not the fence. What fence? They graze out in the wild. I don't know all the products.
No, there's no
what
border.
Year are they born?
For a year they're born.
Ma'aseh
Behemah is Rosh Hashanah, Elul.
Elul, the Zman is Elf, from Elul to Elul, and Elul to Elul. So therefore, Kalasha Yavar, so we go from the extremes, wherever the animal on this side is, that's where it starts, and the 10th animal must be within 16 mil.
Okay, so as soon as he hits 10 animals...
No, so then there's another. There's another law we learned yesterday that if the animals over here are also within the animals out there, you extend it. That was yesterday's sugya. That there are complicated rules that we could extend. Can I write this?
I'm gonna not know which is the most important side now.
So if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, let's say 5. This is yesterday's daf. There's different opinions. So let's say over here, in between, let's say we have over here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I have 6, who cares, I have 6. So let's say from here to here is 16 mil. So you're out of luck, because you don't have 10.
You're in luck.
Well, you're in luck, you don't have to give anything. But because this is within this, range of this, so this guy saves you. As long as you have something within 16 mil from here to here, right? But you only do it once. You can't go say, oh, once I get over here, I can go weiter. So basically, you have 32 mil. That's what the Gemara says.
But the question is, does that happen on Rosh Chodesh El?
Yes.
So in other words, you can say, okay, make sure that there's no 16 mil in between.
That's right.
Because I could save myself the Ma'aseh Behemah.
Correct.
Let's separate them.
Well, you want to play games. You can always play games in the Torah.
Well,
you
I don't know. Do that. Things are same,
there
it doesn't
are always
go
ways to find the solution.
But that is a solution.
Yes, I would assume so. It's like my father used to joke and say, if a person wants to smoke, it's mamish. There's no head to smoke. Mamish also. How do you smoke then? Simple. You sell your lungs to a guy. There's always an etzah. The Bali Musa say, what's the between people that are serious about Yahadus and those are not? Are Taryag Mitzvahs 613 opportunities, or are they 613 obstacles in life? You go through life, you have to go like an arcade game. You have to maneuver your way not to knock down.
I would say that depends on mitzvahs hasei, mitzvahs lo hasei.
No, the list is also you embrace the lo hasei.
You avoid doing the pitfall.
It's not just. It's not the pull you avoid.
You go forward. You hit.
You
have to, like a slalom. You have to hit certain spots.
You mold your life after these things. You don't do. It's not a question of you avoid them. If it's a loisa, say you mold your life. These things we stay away from. It's not just not. It's an opportunity. The loisa say is also an opportunity. Are mitzvahs tayag mitzvahs opportunities? Or is it an obstacle course? We're going down an arcade game and just don't hit them. Don't knock into them. That's the difference between the person that takes Yadlo seriously and those that are just, they don't take it so seriously. Vait, let's go Vait, enough for now. Vait, listen to that tomorrow. Let's not get sidetracked.
Yes.
I very easily get sidetracked. So Mayor says, we learned yesterday that we could basically, you can go down to 32 mil. Okay, that's not our topic today. Our topic over today is, let's say we have the Yardin. In the center of Eretz, so we have the Yardin. We have over here some animals on one side of the Yardin and other animals on the other side of the Yardin. Then you cannot combine the two together.
No matter how close.
No matter how close they are. Even if they're very close, you cannot combine the two separate farms, and each one requires its own separate hafrasha. And in the event that you don't have together, each one has five and five, and Yipater and Echanami, they're going to be completely independent. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechomra. The Yardin is called a Hefsek. Let's see inside again. So, there's no bridge over the Yardin. But let's say, yes, Sham Gesher. Gesher Mitzarfan. Now, what do we learn from this? We learn from this that the Yardin is not a fixed boundary. It's just a matter of practicality. If you have a bridge, how are you going to get over the bridge? So, if you have a bridge, also, you solve the problem. Otherwise, it's not a halacha. The Yardin is an automatic break, whether you like it or not. Then the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that he says that a Gesher is a solution, Alma, very important, you saw it, Mishum de la Mikarvanhu. Memel, if you go and you can make them close to each other, Gvaldik. So then you've joined the two, then you'll be Chayiv and Meiser. You'll bring the two fields together. Meisrei, Kasha, Hoyelo, Beshnei, Hayardin, Eilich, Veilich, Oibeshnei, Avtilois. Avtilois means two districts. Kegoyin Shel, No Mervi, No Moiri. These are names of cities. These are districts. I guess like different states. I don't know. What, different districts. Whatever this means. Ein mitstarf, they're not mitstarf. The ein tzarch loymar chutz la'aretz la'aretz. It goes without saying. If you have you live on the boundary, live on the border, live by the near Egypt, or you live all the way up north, or you live.
There's a border patrol where you can't just easily go. Right?
There's a wall. Trump, he built a wall. So let's say there's a wall, there's a boundary. There is no wall. No. Are you getting me mixed up? There is no wall.
There
are districts, exactly. There's free passage. It's an imaginary line. It says over here, that's exactly where the Morris Kash over here is. We just learned that if there's a Gesher, the Gesher is Mr. Fun. Now we have over here, Allah, let's say over here. We compare now two sides of the It's two different districts. I guess in Eretz Yisrael you have two different districts, whatever that means. I have no idea what this is. Ein mitstarf and ve'ein tzarch lo machutz liyaretz haaretz. If you're on the boundary and you're not going to mitstarf animals from that are in Eretz Yisrael with animals that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though they are within inches, they are so close to each other. There's an imaginary red line, different borders. Now, when it comes to the districts, okay, it's not telling us what the Metzias is. Maybe there's like a wall there. I don't know what the Metzias is. But the Gemara wants to focus now on when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, there is no wall, and it says that they cannot be combined. Why not? But it's no worse than there being a bridge. They're right next to each other. V'katani lo mitstarfin. So the Gemara is a gvald kakasha. El Amr B'chi Baraba Amr Yochanan Hayinu Tam Derav Meir made a big mistake when it says over the Gesher Hayinu Tam Derav Meir. The reason the Meir is in Makrove Hayadin Yigbol Oisal Lepas Kedma Akosav Asaoi Gvul B'fneiatzes VeYardein will be a border. Oisai will border it. Which whose territory we're discussing? This pasuk we're discussing. I'm not even sure whose territory we're discussing. I guess we're discussing everyone. All the Shvatim verse Yehuda. Verse Eve Hayardin was the property of Ruvain, God, Chatzis, Sheva, Menashe. The Yardin, Yigbol, Oisoi, will serve as a border, Lipa'as, Kedma, on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yardin. HaKosuv, Asoi, Gvul, Bifnei Atzma, the Pasig made the Yardin into a Gvul. according to that, in other words, the Gemara was having charata. It would appear now, where Meir says, Hayard in Mavsik L'maisa Behema, it would appear that he's coming now, that we're having charata from Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami over here is being iskefect. This that he said over here, well, the truth is, the Gemara is going to come back to Rabbi Ami in the Fumi Yoma. So we're going to come back to Rabbi Ami. And if Rabbi Ami is going to disagree. Okay, let's put a hold on Rabbi Ami. But let's focus on, because of this Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Talmud Rabbi Meir, okay, the Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir. See, we have over here two different Amorayim coming to understand the lumdis of Rabbi Meir.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan is not making any exceptions. Rabbi Yochanan says, it says in the Mishnah, Yarden is a gvul. Don't give me any bridges. Bridges are not going to make any difference. Don't build bridges where bridges are not necessary. No bridges, it's not going to make a difference because it can be two separate districts, two different regions, and therefore you cannot, therefore each section is going to be a separate section for Ma'isa Behema. No different than Chutz Li'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. And what's the lumdis? Why is the Yarden going to be a separation? Why? It's no different than Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Li'aretz, it's a boundary. And something that is considered a halachic boundary, automatically, whether you like it or not, separates two different areas in the law of Ma'aser Behema that you cannot join them together for one chiv. And there's a pasuk, the Hayardain, it says in the Torah, Yigbol Oysoi shall be a boundary, Lufas Kedma. Hakosuv Asoi Gvul Bifnei Atzmei. In fact, the Gemara Lamiat, if that's the case, every time we have a boundary in Yosef Yoshua, or in Sefer, in Parshas, Matos, and Masei, it says the word V'to'ar, and the word V'olah. Shalom Aleichem. V'to'ar, Baruch Hashem. We have a good Chiddush made for us, we have a good Yisoid, Tulsi Yisoid. The master market share. Even the given that film here for decades.
This whole sugya, like one big Chiddush. The whole concept.
Yeah.
That you have to have a tziruf, and that they're separated too far, and stuff. You have 10 behemoths, Maisa.
It should be, as I said, in Odom. Nishtad in the Soda. It's in the Gavra. It's in the Gavra, not in the Heftza.
And then there's the concept of Gairin, there's a Tevel Drabonon. The whole Halach Yelich of Maisa Bahim is
it's very a din, strange. It's a din in the Mokoim, not a din in the person. If that's not the case, it should only be in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And yet it says Chayv in Chutz La'aretz also.
If it's a Gov.
What? If it's chayvus aguf, it's not chayvus aguf. Since you see that it's totally in the makom, and that's why all these things are going to be gvulois.
Not totally in the
makom.
Just that you can, once you say that it has to be in one area,
yeah.
So a boundary divides.
Right. Okay.
And that means it's totally in the makom.
Okay. So that's the case of the yagin is a gvul. There are many gvulois. The Torah enumerates multiple gvulois, the Tahar Hagvul, the Ola Hagvul, which means it turns. In Sefer Yoshua, it describes the gvulois of Eretz Yisrael, of each individual shevet. It says, the Tahar, the Ola, Hachi Nami Akosav Asa'oi Gvul Bifnei Atzmoi. Does that mean that if you have animals on one side of the boundary of one shevet, and animals on the other side of the boundary of a different shevet, does that mean to say that the animals are not going to combine into one shear for Ma'isa Behema? Oh, we never heard such a thing. We never heard such a thing. You cannot combine five animals, and if a person has animals that span the boundary, a person is a shepherd. He has access. He has the animals on two different sides. Hachi Nami, you're going to say that it's not. We never heard such a thing. The Gemara says no. It's not a kasha. Shani Hasan the Amakra Zois Tia Lochem Ha'aretz. It says the word Aretz. The word Aretz comes to the Mar, but the Ganze Eretz Yisrael is considered one big Shetach. It's one big area. So even if you have some animals on one side of the boundary of a particular Shevet, and more animals on the other side of the boundary of a different Shevet, it will be combined together for the Shear of Ma'isa Behema because of this extra Pasuk, Zois Tia Lechem Aretz, Ligvuloi Secha. It's all part of the Oretz. But when it comes to the Yarden is different. The Yarden is not even the Oretz. That's what the Gemara is really suggesting now, that the Yarden is basically a boundary in Eretz Yisrael, but you'll say, but on the Eve Hayarden, that's also part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Eretz Yisrael, but there is still a boundary that goes down Eretz Yisrael. And this is also, which I'm going to bring up momentarily, is does the Yarden have Kedushas Haaretz? I'm not really touched, really discuss this. Does the Yarden have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Well, this is the Nafkmin Halacha right now. Since it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered to be a boundary. So animals on one side, animals on the other side are two different, are like Eretz Yisrael, even though it's both Eretz Yisrael, it's separated by an area that's not Eretz Yisrael, and you have to separate, it's not going to combine to the Shir of Maaser. So the Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echad Hi. In fact, in that case, Yardinami, one who goes to the Yardin, also it's separated between Eiver LaYardin and the Yardin. Eiver LaYardin is also part of Eretz Yisrael, you can't say it's not. Even though there are certain dinim that Eiver LaYardin is not mamish to Zel Bazach, but it's close enough, the Gemara says Eretz Velo Yardin. The Gemara says no, that's exactly the point. The Yardin is not called the Eretz. It's a different din. In fact, the Gemara Bishop, Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Hain, the Gzani Yardin. Ella, so now the Gemara says that's the case now. So now we understand, according to that, that's why it says Yardin. Ella, we just finished learning. Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi was the one. Where did Chiba, Rabbi come into this picture over here? Where did he come in over here, Chiba, Rabbi?
Ella, Amr, Rabbi
Chiba, Rabbi Yechanan. He's one of the same name, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan. Ella, Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Hain, the Gzani Yardin. Ella, Rabbi Amr, listening of Lukulu Naharais. The coin Rabbi Ami. So what did he say?
Which is it? Is Jordan or any river?
Exactly. The Gemara is going backwards. This chiddush is only a chiddush according to Rabbi Chiba Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan that the Yarden is a din bifnei atzmai. It's a special halacha. But according to Rabbi Ami, no such thing. The Yarden is just practicality. It's just not practical. You can't go bring the animals across because it's separated by water. If that's because Lav Dafka, the Yarden. There are many bodies of water in Eretz Yisrael. I guess things have changed since things dried up, but there are many bodies. The Gemara in America, the Mississippi River, you have animals on one side and the other side, the Zel Bazach. Okay, anywhere you have the Hudson River, flop, you have some animals in Manhattan, and they go, you go to go over the Hudson. Ella, what about Ella, Rabbi Ami, Listin, Lakula, Naharis, all rivers, Lav Dafka, the Yarden. The Gemara says, Kosha, indeed, this is a difficulty. Why did we focus on the Yarden? We could have focused on any body of water. It will also be considered a separation. Why are we singling out the Yarden? If you have animals in Bavel, in Chutz Li'aretz, you also chayiv, that was the Mishnah, chayiv in Ma'is Veima in Chutz Li'aretz. And so why don't we mention this? In Hanami, Kosha, what's the so far? So far, we love here with Machlekes Amroim. We have a Mishnah. Rav Meir says the Yarden is mafsik. And we have a Machloikis, Amoroyim, Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan. What's the longest why the Yarden is mafsik? According to Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Rabbi Yochanan, it's because the Yarden is called the Gvul. It's as Hashivus in the Torah as being the Gvul, a Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, right down that section. And that automatically, that Hashivus causes a halachic hefsek. And don't ask me Akasha, why don't we then say every single shevet should be a hefsek? That far we do not go because it says the word Eretz, the pasuk puts all of the shvatim back together into one big piece. But Yarden not. And the haraya, if you go between Eretz, Yisrael, Chutz, the Eretz, Enoch, Nami, it's going to be separate. What about according to the Shita? What about according to Rabbi Ami? No. Rabbi Ami Taka holds. Rabbi Ami holds. That the Yarden is just a matter of practicality,
right.
And is separated. But Enoch and Ami, if you go and you build a bridge, then you can mitzvah for Maaser Behema. Now, what is it with the Braisa? The Braisa The Braisa says that the Eretz Yisrael Chutz Li'aretz. How come we never really answer that kasha? Or according to Rabbi Ami, we never answer that kasha. Maybe Toys talks about this. Okay, I don't know what happened with that. I didn't think about that. I should have prepared this better. Okay, but according, we have that has to be addressed. We're not going to do it now, but that has to be addressed. What about according to Rabbi Ami? According to Rabbi Ami, we understand why the Yardin will be mafsik, but what about the Braisa that says that Chutzli Oretz and Oretz is also mafsik? Why isn't that called a bridge? That's also a bridge. So I guess you maybe have to say, I don't know whether you maybe I guess also we're discussing a situation where there's a wall, there's some type of separation where you can't cross. I don't know. I do not know. Let's go weiter. Now, the Gemara asks, Lema Kitanoi, this is Machlokes Tanoim. Is the Yarden really considered to be a Hefsek Yatem? Or is the Yarden Arza Kenan? Arza Eretz, according to the Tanakama, only the Arza is called the Eretz. You're passing over the Yarden to Arza Kenan. Kenan is synonymous with Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave us the land of Kenan. Kenan is broken down into seven nations. So Kenan is Eretz Yisrael. And it says that we're going to cross over the Yarden to come to the Eretz Kenan. The earth is Kenan, but not the Yarden. Eretz Eretz Kenan, v'lo ha-Yarden Eretz Kenan. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Mesei Rebbe Shem Rebbe Yochai Oymer, Harayu Oymer is in the Pasuk, Me'ever la-Yarden Yireichai Kedma Mizrachah, a different Pasuk. There's a conflicting Pasuk. Me'ever la-Yarden Yireichai, on the other side of the Yarden, Kedma. Need a Gemara? We have a Gemara for him? We have over here a Gemara for you. We have over here a special, artful English Gemara, second Chelek, just for you. It says in the Pasuk over here, it says in the Pasuk, Me'ever Liyardain, on the other side of the Yarden, Yerechai, Kedma, the east side, Mizrach, northwards.
So north, Mizrach is east. I'm sorry.
Kedma, two words mean the same thing. The Torah does it sometimes. Sometimes you say.
He says eastward towards sunrise.
So where does the sun rise? The sun rises in the east. So you have this sometimes with this repetition. Even in Yiddish, a lot of the expression when you repeat the words, he's a grosse tamach. They're different.
Oxymoron, you mean?
Like no, you repeat words. There are certain expressions in Yiddish where you say the same thing twice. I don't know. Here's an example. Me'evel liyarden yirechoi, kedma mizracha. Two words from the same thing. So that was the drasha. Ma yirechoi eretz kinan, af yarden eretz. And in this passage, we make a drasha. Me'evel liyarden yirechoi. On the other side of the yarden, there are two words here. Kedma mizracha. We mention over here, yirechoi. Why is yirechoi being mentioned to make a drasha to compare it to the Yarden? Ma Yirichoi Eretz Kenan, Af Yarden Eretz. Now, what's the drasha? What's the exact, the precision of the drasha? Look at Rashi. Mi base. There is no drasha. The Gemara doesn't tell us anything over here. What's the Rai? I don't even know what the Rai is. Ois Beis over here on the side of the Bach. What does the Bach say over here in Ois Beis? What does the Bach say in Ois Beis? Af Yarden Eretz Kenan Koshia. It's a kasha. What's the kasha? The stira. The Gemara says it's kran kasha or meraba, or mechana, or mechana in yarden ella. Okay, that's okay. This isn't a kasha. We have conflicting psukim. The pasuk says me'ever atem oyvim es hayarden aritzah kanan. On the other side of the yarden is aritzah kanan. This pasuk indicates me'ever liyarden yirecha. The word yirecha lechor is extra. It's superfluous. And the reason why it's extra is to teach you a drasha. That just like the Yarden, the Yericho is clearly a part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part of Canaan. It was the first battle. So too is the Yarden. Okay, so I think that's the word over here is extra. What does it say over here in the Mesifta? Give me one half a second. It says over here, Ella Yard, Ella Mibes. No, that's very vital. Ma Eretz Kanan Afa Yarden. Ugabe shift a Ruven Vigod Vachashev Venash Shnolu Yanakhov Hayarden. Lachunach Me'evel Layarden Yerechai Kedma Mizrach of Yeshlo Dorash Mimismichas Yarden Yerechai Ma Kashem Shiyarechai. All these over here, the smichos. Doesn't say the word is extra. Hikshra Taisris. If the smichos, it says, why this pasuk? The other psukim. The cave and Shavsim brothers like Vulos. Okay, he doesn't give an answer. Okay, it's the smichus. That's all it says over here in the Masechta. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. Why these two words juxtapose? Chazal darshin, they make a drasha. Just like the Yadin clearly refers to the Eretz Canaan, so to the Yadin as the status of Eretz Canaan. So how are we going to reconcile this contradiction according to the Mandiyama that says that the Yarden has no kedusha, the Yarden is not part of the land? The Gemara answers, I have a solution. Amar Rav Baruchana, Amar Yechnan, Ein Yarden Ella Mibes Yirechay Ulamata. The reason why it says Yarden here is not to teach you that the Yarden has kedushas ha'aretz. No. The reason why it says Yarden is to teach you that the Yarden is only called Yarden mibes Yirechay Ulamata, because in other words, there are bodies of water flowing along the entire from north to south. Okay, there's the river. The Yarden goes all the way up, all the way down, sliced down the whole land. Even though the Yarden goes down the entire land, when we focus on the Yarden, whenever we need to know something that's related to a halacha that relates to the Yarden, the pasuk is teaching you, in the world of halacha, the Yarden starts from Yerichoy, south. But there's a body of water flowing north of Yerichoy. That's exactly what the pasuk is coming to teach you. That's irrelevant. That is not halachically called Yarden. Now you'll ask me, what's the halacha that we're referring to? That's the Gemara's next kasha. L'may hilcha, so what halacha? You'll tell me when it comes to laws of Nedarim. First makes a vow, I will not derive benefit from the words of the Yarden. The Gemara says that's impossible, because when it comes to laws of vows, it does not depend on biblical terms. It depends on common expression. It depends on colloquialism. The way we speak. Halech achar l'shoin b'nei adam. Halech d'kol yarden, it's aleh. It doesn't make a difference what the Torah calls yarden. Whatever it's called yarden, and by people it becomes forbidden. Ela, gevaldik, full circle, coming back to our daf. Ela lemaiser behema. We just learned before the Torah gives something, defines the Yarden. Yeah. The Yarden is called the Gvul. And what was the Gvul according to Rabbi Meir? That if you have five animals on one side, five animals on the other side, they did not come onto the shear of the Maiser behema. We need to know what is called the Yarden. So the Torah is teaching us anything from Yerichoy ulamata south is called halachically Yarden. Five animals on the right, five on the left. That's it. Separate, no ma'aseh behema. Above Yerichoy, if you have five animals on the east and five on the west, yechayiv in ma'aseh behema. Oh, but there's a Yarden. There's a big body of water. So what? So what? It's not halachically called yet. That is what this is relevant for. Tayanam yachim Yarden yoytze. Now we go into a greater discussion of what it means. Yarden yoytze mimoras pamyos. The Yarden begins from the cave of the Pamyas. You're on a tour.
We're talking north now, right?
North. You go to the Pamyas. What's the
Banyas?
The Banyas?
Yeah.
So the pay and the bays are interchangeable. Mm-hmm. We all know that. The pay and the bays are the Oisios, and that's also why in the invisible portion of a pay is the letter bays. Like Barzel and Parzela. It's Pamyas. And the how do you pronounce it in Hebrew? Banyas?
Banyas. I don't know if it's Hebrew. What's Banyas? It's a waterfall in where? North of Israel.
It's a big tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Cold. The waters are very cold.
Freezing
cold.
It's off the Hermon.
They have a mikvah. They also go to the mikvah. It's a mayan.
Rizal is a.
It's not a mikvah. It's a mayan. It's a mayan. It's better than a mikvah. It's a mayan. Even a zof can go there.
And is that some tzfas?
No. So the Rizal's mikvah is in Tzfas.
That's
right. No,
Banyas
is north.
Mayan is better.
Where's the Banyas? Yes, here.
Go on the Har Bayis. If you want to go on the Har Bayis, you should really go into a Mayan. Mm-hmm.
The melted snow comes down there, right. Down the waterfall.
Right. You go into the Har Bayis. One of the tiniest why the Gedolei Yisrael are upset that people are going to the Har Bayis, because in the Har Bayis we may be all zavim bizman hazeh. We don't know what ziva is. So if we are a zav. So you need to have Zayinikim, and you have to go to a Mayan. A mikvah is not sufficient to be mitayer from Tumas Ziva. So we don't even know what Ziva is. So maybe we are begedet tmei zavim. So then if people really want to go to the Harabayis, they really can't live without going to Harabayis, they should do the best they can to have a Zion Nikim, to see the Zion Nikim, and then they should go to a Mayon, and then there they take away at least that issue. There are other issues, but at least that issue they take away. Now where does it go? It goes down the Yama of Sivchi. Okay, that's why you have to have the map. You see it on the map over there? Okay, wherever there's some type of a yam, there's a sea of Sivchi, uviyam shel Tveria, uviyam shel Sidoim, v'hoylech v'noifel liyam hagadol. It goes all the way down into the Yam Hagadol. Now, in our map, it doesn't go to any Yam Hagadol. I don't know what we're talking about over here. What Yam Hagadol? There's no Yam Hagadol over here.
Yam Hagadol is the Sea of Galilee, isn't it? Yam Hagadol? What's the Yam Hagadol?
I don't know. What Yam Hagadol? There is no Yam Hagadol. Not today.
The Mediterranean, you're right.
Doesn't go in the Mediterranean today. So this means that in ancient times, we do know as a fact from satellite maps, there were definitely streams of water that there were many more rivers in ancient times that flowed throughout the land. And due to what we will borrow the term global climate change, so these things do not exist. Some even want to say that Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf dried up. The Yam where we went over dried up. Who knows? No one knows. But there definitely are waterways, rivers that used to flow, and we know that to be amazing. A fact. The Dead Sea is
amazing. You go. I mean, I was there.
We know where the Dead Sea is. The Yam.
You could go. I was there 30 years ago, and there 5 years ago. It's completely different.
It's gone. Holding dried up.
It evaporated.
So you could imagine we're dealing over 1,000 years, 2,000 years. Things obviously have changed quite a bit. So we don't really know what these yam are. We have over here the Yitzimers Pamyos Malach Yamos Al Sifri. Yeah, let me see. Yamos Al Sifri. Where's the Bamyos on this map?
On this map, all the way north.
All the way north is the
Caesar Philippus.
Panyas. Lake. Oh, here it is. Silchi. This is it. That's that one. That's a big. The lake. We call it a lake today. And then there is the sea. We have all these things. You have the Tveria. That's Tveria. And then it goes all the way down to Yamashel Sidoim. And then it says, Vos, V'hoylich V'noifel Yam HaGadol. That we don't know. That we don't see. Okay. Right. V'ein Yardin Ela Mibes Yirechoi Ulamato. And what is Nogiach Halach Lamais is this Yisoid. That it only is called the Yam. It's only called the Yardin to separate from the Yirechoi Ulamato. Right. Amen Rebuchim Barabam Yochan Alam Nikoshma Yardin. She yoyred midon. Don is up north. It's yoyred midon. Yorad don. The dalet is repeated. That's why there's a dot. Is there a dot in Yardain? There's a dot in the letter. Dogish makes it covered like a double letter almost. So yoyred midon. She yoyred midon. Amolei Rabbi Abba Baravashi. Atu mehechamas nisula. Anam mehechamas nisula. Vayikru lo leleshem don. B'shem Don Avihem. They called the city called Leshem. They called it, where is this Pasuk? Pasuk Zayin Shoiftim. Describing the Gvulois. It says there, Vayikru Shem U'ir Don, B'shem Don Avihem, Asher Yulad Li Yisrael, Ulam Laish, Shem U'ir Li Rishoyim. They called the Leshem Don, B'shem Don Avihem. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, what's Leshem? Leshem Zopamyos. V'tanya, Yoytze Yardin Mimoras Pamyos. So the way that we know that the Yardin comes from the Yardin is the Yardin. It's not because of Yorad Midon. It's because it's Yorad Mi Pamyos. The Pasuk says, look, when we come to the Pasuk, the side of the Gemara, you have the Pasuk in Shoiftim. Vayikru Shemu Ir Don. B'Shem Don Avihem. Asher Yula Li Yisrael. V'ulam Laish. Shem Hoir Larishina. It was originally called Laish. Okay, they called. No, that's not the pasuk. What the pasuk we want over here is in Yoshua. Vayetze Gvul b'nei Don mehem vayalu b'nei Don vayelchamuim leshem. Vayil kidu oisa. Vayakos lefichore. Vayirshu oisa. Vayeshuba. Vayikru leleshem Don. So Don is synonymous with leshem. So you don't. The first drasha was it's yoyred midon yardain. It's yoyred midon. We have a better raya because don is leshem, And Leshem is Pamyos. And the Yarden indeed derives its water from Pamyos. Leshem don, b'shem don, aviyem b'amar, b'yitzak Leshem zo Pamyos. V'tanya yoytze Yarden, memoris Pamyos. So therefore, we have over here two different Makaros. That's why the name, the etymology, how it came about, the word don, the Yarden, this is where it came about from. Okay, vaita, amar of Kahana, zachruse de Yardena memoris Pamyos. The word zachrus is a very interesting word. It means the ikoroi. It means the strength. Okay, it's a very interesting word. That's what you refer to a person's erva. The erva is also called the zachruse. So here we're saying over here is that the ikka koyach, the type of koyach of the yardain, of the yardain that comes from oras pamyas. That's its shoyrish. From the mountains, the snow that melts and comes down into the mountain, from down to the pamyas. Hecha de amar lo yishosein. And now we're going back to the sugya of nidorim. If a person would make a vow and would say lo shoseina maya mimaras pamyos, it's our label chula yardina. So therefore, there's no question of a person. I'm not going to go drink the water of the pamyos. The entire yardin is off limits because the yardin derives its water from the pamyos. Zachrusa de dema, the source of blood comes from the liver. The liver is the source of all blood. A liver that dissolves, it's metame b'revias. Revias of dam is metame b'oihel. So, being that dam comes from a liver, in other words, if you have a piece of basar, and a piece of basar from a human being, a basar is metame b'kazayis. If a basar of an adam is liquefied, turns into liquid, and you have a revias, it doesn't mean anything. You don't have, it's not basar. Basar is basar. A basar, you need a kazayis. If basar liquefies, that's not called basar, so there's no tumor whatsoever. But if you have a liver, which normally starts out as a piece of basar, so if it's solid, it's metame be'oyel, size of a kazayis. If it turns into a liquid, here we do not say it's like the rest of the body. If it turns into liquid, it turns into the tumor departs. No, since blood and the liver is one in the same, if it liquefies, we give it the rules of blood. If it's a revius, it's metame boyel. Next, zachrusa de maya. The main part of the maya is pros. All waters of the world. Where do all waters of the world? When you open up this thing over here in the shul and you take a cup of water, where does that water come from? Pros. The Euphrates. All the waters. Why? Because it says the Gan Yaitsei Me'eden V'Shami Pored V'Hoyol Le'Arba Oroshim. There are four different branches. So let's see the Gemara. De'am Rabbi Yehuda Marav Hanoide Mimei Pros. A person takes a vow not to benefit from the words of Pros. Also B'chol Me'ma Shab'Olam. Even in America. Hey Chidami, how could that be Elam? De'am Lo Shoseinu Mimei Defros. May Pros or Lo Shoseinu? Ha'mina Achrina Shoseinu. He didn't say that. He said Elam from the words of Pros, not from other words. Ella, no, you're right. If a person just says the Mimei Pros, you can't go say every word of the world is from Pros. There are other rivers in the world that have independent source of water from the mountains, from snow that melts. El adama lo yishosen mi maya de osu mi pros. So you have to say like this. Very, if you say may, there's a difference between may pros versus mi maya de osu mi pros. Why? The amrav yudam amrav kol hanahorois. Now here we go into some very mystical things. Kol HaNaharis, try to find a geologist that will explain this to you. Kol HaNaharis Lamata Mishloish HaNaharis. All the rivers are below three rivers. Ushloish HaNaharis Lamata Mipras. And what does that mean? Rashi. All Naharis Sheba Olam Alamata are below Mishloish HaNaharis. What are they? Chidekel, Pishoin, and Gichoin. There are four rivers. There are four Roshim. Pros.
Plus you said is Euphrates.
And then it's Chidekel.
Tigris.
And then there is Pishoin and Gichoin. There are four rivers.
Nile.
So it says that all rivers in this world are lower than
Lamata. Sea level lower?
I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know what it means. I really have no clue. I don't think it's true. Whatever it means. Lamata Mishloishonos. So that means that all rivers in this world are really deriving their source of nourishment, whatever that means, from these three rivers. But these three rivers themselves of Chidekel, Pishon, and Gichoin, Ushloish Nahoros Lamata Mipros. So Pros is on top of them all. So therefore, all water in this world is truthfully derived from the Euphrates. Now, does this to be taken literally? Is this scientifically correct? I have no idea. Maybe it is. Whatever the Chazal say after the Muna, whatever there is. In fact, the Gemara of Ika, but there is a Nasa Dimidalion. In fact, the Gemara, there's the other fountains in this world. There is the Eina is the fountain, the Midalion Rashi. Einois Hamayim Hanoivim Behodim Ramim. Okay, what about we see our own eyes? There are these mighty mountains, Mount Everest. There are mighty mountains out there, and we see that water flows, water comes down these mountains. There's snow. So how can you say that every water in this world, every single drop of water you drink in this world is coming ultimately from Pros, when we see there are mountains that have snow and melt? The Gemara says, Amarav Mishrashya, Hanu, Sulme de Pros Ninu. Ladders, a sulam. In other words, the water all comes down from Pros, but then it goes up the elevator, the escalator.
How did it go up?
The ladder. How does it go up?
Yeah.
Chochma. Hashem created Chochma where there's a pull, there's some type of Chochma where the water goes up. Rashi, Mekalchin Tachasakarka, the Oilin Behorim Kamois Sulam, a ladder. There's some type of technique that Hashem built into the Bria where the water rises from Paras to the top of the mountains. And from there it flows down. Okay, so this is what it says over here. The Sulam, Hanu Sulme de Fros Ninu. Frech de Gemara of Yogs, this is in the positive honor of Yehu Fros, but this is the fourth river. So it's mashma that it's no different. Rashi learns that it's no different than the other three. Just when it comes to Chidekel. And Gichoin. And the Pishon, no one's coming to challenge. No one's invent a new technology of Sulamos. There you acknowledge that there's water in this world that's not from those three. So therefore, the fact that Pasuk lists Pros as number four, L'chol the Pros come to equate it to the other three, nothing special about it. V'yogsev v'nohanav yehu Pros, Amrav Nachem bar Yitzhak v'yitem rav Adam rav Acha bar Hava, Hu Pros demeikara Rashi. Hu Pros demeikara, last one line, Hu Pros haniska l'mal v'chol nohor yoytze meidin, the whole loop shan the Pasuk. Sheshloisha nifradim imenu. When it says in the pasuk, "Nohar yoytze meiden," v'shami prayed v'hoya le'arba odrashim. So if you'll take a child off the street and you'll ask him to explain to you the pshat in the pasuk, not a child, take an adult, and you ask him to explain pshat in the pasuk, he will tell you there's a nohar, and that nohar has no name. It's anonymous. Unohar yoytze meiden. V'shami pareli arba roshim, and there are four. We have four branches. But what is the name of the original waterway that leaves, departs Gan Eden? You have to know what's the name of that river. Unohar yoytze me'eden. So we hear the Gemara Daf Nun Hey in Masechta Bechoros. How would you ever know this? Is Machadesh that the name of that river is called Pros. So it's not really number four. Number four is just a continuation of number one. There's a Nahar, that's Yaitse Me'eden. The name of that river is Pros. And that river branches out into four parts. It's not only branching out. One part continues to stay the course. It continues on its merry way. And then from that main, there are three which branch out. Chidekel, Gichoin, and Pishoin. Now you know Pshat and the Pasuk. Okay? Maybe we should go home. I'm very curious. Let's see what it says. Never paid any attention to this. Let's see very quickly what it says over here. Here it is. What does Rashi say here in Pasuk Yud? Ches, Tes, no Rashi. How do you like that? What does Uncle say? Uncle says, V'nahara Have nafik me Aiden La Ashka Yos Ginso Umitamon Yisporesh the Havel Abor Rashay Naharin. And it goes on to say the four different rivers. Okay, so we hear Taka, when you learn Chumash, just Chumash and Rashi.
What are the words again in the Chumash?
Unahar, Yoitzei, Vinahar, Yoitzei Me'eden.
Right.
Lahashkois es Hagon. Umishami Pored Vihoyol Le Arbo Roshim. So until today, I always thought Pshan the Pasuk is. There's a river. What is the name of this river? Anonymous. Anonymous. Ilum Shemoi. Okay? No name. It's just called Stam Nahar. And now we have four branches. We have Pishoin. We have
Yichoin.
Chidekel. And the name of the Vahanahar Horevi Hufras.
It says Anahar Horevi.
Ah, along comes the Gemara. The Nahar Horevi is also the name of the Nahar Yotzei Me'eden. It's just a continuation. The Nahar Harvi is the continuation of the original river which went out. So now you know Pshat when it says in the Pasuk of the Nahar Yotzei Me'eden, ask a child what's the name of that river. Is it the Mississippi River? Or is it the Hudson River? None of the above. It's Fros. Amazing, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All these years to learn Pshat and the Pasuk. Is Kedai to come tonight for that? Unbelievable. Okay, weiter. Hufras. Amr Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Amr Vitev, Rachel, Bar Yaakov, Hufras, the Meikar. Unbelievable Gemara. Weiter. Tanya, learned the Raisa. We learned in the Raisa. Rav Meir, Yuval Shemoy. Oh, he disagrees. He disagrees. The Yuval, the real name of Shnem, the real name of that river is Yuval. The name of that river is Yuval. Now, that's going to get us into trouble now, because you're going to give it a name, a new name, and then the whole kasha comes back. The only way we're able to say that the highest river is Faros is because that was the Nahar. And the other three are getting watered from that. But if you're going to say that in Echanami, Faros is just one of four.
He says here, the true name of the Euphrates is Yuval.
Right.
But he's calling it Euphrates. He's not saying...
Oh, you mean he's not saying Shani, he's saying
that it's something else.
It's something else. So the real, it's not called Frost. But the Pasuk says Frost. The Pasuk calls it Frost.
Maybe they call it Frost also, but it's also called Yuval.
Yuval Shemoy Shel Frost. Let's see. Shenemar V'hoya Ke'et Shasel Tehillim. What? Let's see. V'hoya Ke'et Shasel. It says in the Pasuk that the person at Tzadik... A Tzadik will be Ke'es, like a tree that's Shasel, that's been replanted, Al Mayim, V'al Yuval... Yishalach Sharoshav. Yuval, what does it mean simply the Yuval Yishalach Sharoshav to, how do they translate the word Yuval?
It's not translated, Yuval.
No, there's a simple translation.
Yuval spreads out its roots.
Yuval means to an area, Yuval means to a place of water. Yuval, I think, the lesson of Mayim. Yuval, I think it spreads out to water. I think there has to be a simple translation of the word. Yuval Yishalach Sharoshav, it sends out. Brook, it sends out its branches to a place of water. That's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. And when I was making a drasha, the name of this river is called Yuval. It's called Yuval. Let me see if it was here. For us, okay, Yuval Shvial Odom, okay, Mashmai Nimshal Eitz, Mina Yuval, doesn't want to translate over here either. Okay, Yuval, is Bez and Gimel, is there anything what it means over here? Rashi, Shupras, Mishum, no. Okay, let's go right. A tzaddik will be ke'et shasel, like a tree that's been replanted. Isn't it amazing? The shasel means to be not planted, replanted. Why would you want to replant a tree? Okay, that's what it means. Al mayim v'al yuval to an area of water, yishalach, it sends forth sharashav. So remember, it's like a drasha, and the drasha is that v'al yuval, that a person is coming to spread out his roots, where? To the river called Yuval. Why did we change it from Yuval to Pros? Because the waters are fruitful. Mesaile, what's the fruit? What does it mean, fruitful? Rashi says, it does not need rain. It does not need rain in order for it to produce. Now that is very interesting, because the whole Shevach of Eretz Yisrael versus Mitzrayim was that Eretz Yisrael's land that you drink from matar, rain. Egypt never rains. It never rains in Egypt. And there in Egypt is the irrigated. So here it's saying is that the first nar is called pros because it replenishes itself not from rain, from a natural source. The river is blessed from its rocks. Its source. There's a natural spring which comes there. Rashi says, no, Rashi, Vaita. Now here comes a very famous machloitz had this thing. The sugya of Rav and Shmuel. Pligi d'Rav. The Amarav, Ami Amarav, Mitra b'Marava, Sahada pras, Rabba pras. If when there's Mitra b'Marava, when there is rain in Eretz Yisrael, then the testimony of that rain is felt. In other words, the trickle down effect is in Sahada Rabba is pras. Let's see Rashi. What does it mean exactly? Rashi. Sahada Rab pras. Pras yerid mi Eretz Yisrael Bavel. From pras, it descends to Bavel. If you are in Bavel and there is the Euphrates is teeming, it's the water level is very, very high. That is an indication that there is an abundance of rain in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to see now when it comes to a mikvah. Please, the Rambam Mitra Marav Sadr Rav Pros. Avu the Shmuel. Now the Gemara is going to explain over here. So what's the kasha? So according to this, before we get to Nafkin La Halacha, what do we see over here? The Machlit in Shmuel and between Rav. Shmuel says all of the water of Pros is natural spring water. You don't need any rain water whatsoever. Rav disagrees. Rav holds the water of Pros is rainwater. Lemai nafkamina. The nafkamina is when it comes to a mikvah, if a person wants to immerse in the Euphrates is flowing. When water is flowing, it's not kosher to serve as a mikvah. Mikvah water, well, if you have rainwater must be stationary in order for it to be a kosher mikvah. If it's a spring, adarava, it's allowed to flow. There's no issue of it. It should flow. So the person wants to go be toivel in the Euphrates, and the Euphrates, by definition, the waters are flowing. So you have to ask yourself the question, why, where did this water come from? If this is natural spring water, I can go into the Euphrates to be toivel without anything more. Mm-hmm. But if the water of the Euphrates, the majority of the waters of the Euphrates is coming from rainwater, then you must build in the Euphrates mechitzos to trap the water, that the water should not flow. You have to build some type of a channel to make some type of a bath, some type of area, lake, where the water is not going to flow in order they can use that water as a mikvah. So this is a major nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. What is the source of lehalacha, the source of the afros in Bavel? In Bavel is a source only, or the majority is it, we will the majority, everyone has to agree there is some rainwater, but what is the majority? If the majority is natural spring water, you do not need to do anything more, you do not need to make any mechitzos, and it's a mayon, it's good, not only is it good, it's even good for a tefillah of a zav, or a zava, which can only be tevil in a mayon. But if you hold like Rav, that in the winter, in the springtime, the majority of the water of Pros is rainwater, then it's not called a mayon. And it's not kosher for tefillah. It's not a mayon. And as far as the mikvah, it's also invalid because the water is flowing and has to be stationary. You go to a mikvah and the filter is running, got a problem. Because it's zeichlin, right? You have the different types of filters they make today. But you go to a mikvah and the filter is going, it's not good. You're not kosher. Because mikveh mayim has to be stationary. The water cannot be recycling, moving from one location to another. They're different heterim, different types of filters, not so simple, but this is a fundamental machlois in Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara Derech Agav tells us that Shmuel, Avu de Shmuel, Aveluhu Levinase Mikveh B'yoymei Nisan. So Shmuel, what did he do? The father of Shmuel, because Taka Shmuel did like his father, he old held that it's considered to be a mayon, but he still made aviluhu avu de Shmuel aviluhu lebnasi mikve biyamei nisan umapotse biyamei tishrei. So even though we just finished learning over here, we just learned according to Shmuel himself. Shmuel holds that it's mikve mibarich, but his father, okay, his own father, still Does it mean that he disagreed with the son?
Let's see. Go on. The Omer Rebbe.
But he made he said, so Nisan when there's an abundance of water, which means there's a chashash that it's rainwater. And if it's rainwater, then it has to be mechitzas in order to make sure the water collects does not flow. Umapod sebiyam tishrei. In wintertime, that there was no need to make mechitzas because in the wintertime, certainly the majority of the water is a mayon. But he made mats because in the wintertime it was muddy. And if it was muddy, it was a chashash, a chatzitza, some mud. They get stuck into the feet of their daughters, who will not be a kosher. Mikvah be able to listen. Some look at Rav. Avua the Shmuel holds like Rav. The Amar Rabbi, Mitum b'Marav b'Sadav b'Rav for us. Shavu Yerba Noifim Alazeich. There's going to be more rain water. There's going to be flowing water. Therefore, it's not going to be kosher mayim. V'havelu megashanim. Ruba Uma Potz be able to Tishrei. Mats, Kustamaza, he made mats because they shouldn't be a chashash of chatzitza. Oplik the day of the day, a stira. Oh, the Amashmuel, Eina Mayim Nitanim Bezaychalim, Ella Pros, and Tishay, but it's a stira because Shmuel said the Mayim is not going to be told Ella Pros, Beyoy made Tishay. So what do you see? So you see that he held that it's a Mayim. Even he held that it's. Ein hamayim nitanim bezeichelim flowing water el paras b'yom tishrei. So you see that here says only tishrei. We have to do that part. Maybe we'll have to last line tomorrow. Believe me, we'll see.